From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Trump administration on Friday announced wide-ranging sanctions against 38 Russian individuals and companies. The sanctions will be imposed on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control, 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as state-owned Russian weapons trading companies will also be targeted. In a briefing with reporters, the officials of the administration cited Russia's occupation of Crimea, the destabilization of eastern Ukraine, support for the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad, Moscow's ongoing malicious cyber activity, and Russia's continued attacks to subvert Western democracies as reasons for the sanctions. The trade war rhetoric between the United States and China escalated Friday with U.S. President Donald Trump threatening tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods, and Beijing warned it will fight the United States at any cost. Larry Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council under President Trump, explained why the new tariffs were announced.
Technology is at the root of this. Now, that doesn't exclude our manufacturers who get hurt, or even our farmers who might get hurt. But we can't allow China, which is a first world country now, has to play by the rules there, but we can't allow them to steal our technology. Because when they steal our technology, Eamon, they're stealing the guts of the American future.
3 people are dead after a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for those 2 explosions. This is VOA News. Bill Gallo reports that British doctors say former spy Sergei Skripal is no longer in critical condition a month after he was poisoned with a nerve agent.
Dr. Christine Blanchard says Skripal is responding well to treatment, improving rapidly, and is no longer in critical condition. The hospital says Yulia Skripal is conscious and in stable condition. British authorities say they were exposed to a military-grade nerve agent and have blamed Russia. Russia has denied responsibility for the poisoning. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
A South Korean court has sentenced former President Park Geun-hye to 24 years in prison. Grace Lee has more.
The court ruled Park colluded with her friend Choi Soon-sil to receive billions of dollars from major conglomerates like Samsung and Lotte. The judge said Park had shown no signs of repentance and had instead tried to shift the blame to Choi and her secretaries. 66-year-old Park, who's been in jail since March 2017, has denied any wrongdoing and didn't show up in court. With the sentence, she becomes South Korea's first democratically elected leader convicted of crimes and sent to prison. Park's lawyer says they're discussing the possibility of an appeal.
Reporter Grace Lee. Former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont has been released on bail by a German court and been told he will not be extradited to Spain on charges of rebellion. Puigdemont could still find himself in front of Spanish courts for alleged misuse of public funds, and Jacob Greaves has more.
Reacting to the German court's ruling, Puigdemont's lawyers urged Spain to drop the arrest warrant. But more legal wrangling likely lies ahead. Spain's Supreme Court has warned it might consult the European Court of Justice over the rejection of their rebellion extradition request.
That was Jacob Greaves. At least 40 Palestinian protesters were wounded on Friday as a second week of demonstrations launched on Gaza's border. Miller Sega reports.
Palestinian tent encampments have sprung up a few hundred meters back from the 65-kilometer frontier, but some groups have ventured much closer, rolling tires and throwing stones towards Israeli troops. The demonstrators are pressing for a right of return to what is now Israel for refugees and their descendants from the 1948 war surrounding the country's creation. Refugees comprise most of the 2 million population of Israeli-blockaded Gaza, which is ruled by the Islamist militant movement Hamas. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Malaysia's scandal-tainted prime minister announced on Friday that parliament will be dissolved and pave the way for general elections that are expected to be held next month. That will pit his ruling coalition and a revived opposition party led by former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.